Another school massacre in America, and more flowers to mourn the dead. Just before an 18-year-old Texas gunman massacred 21 people at Robb Elementary School on Tuesday, the governor says he shot his own grandmother.
Anyone who shoots his grandmother in the face has to have evil in his heart. But it is far more evil for someone to gun down little kids.
But the Republican governor's news conference devolved into political theater when his Democratic rival Beto O'Rourke interrupted to denounce decades of inaction in Congress and in Texas.
You know, he talked about that this was evil. The only thing evil is what he continues to do to the people of this state. He says this was unpredictable. It was totally predictable, and I predict this will continue to happen.
Syria Arizmendi is a teacher at another grade school, but her niece, Eliana, was a student at Robb Elementary School. She says it took hours before she learned that Eliana was among the dead.
All we heard was whatever we saw on the phone, whether it was news or Facebook, or that's how we found out of the tragedy. We didn't find out about her until late last night, around 11:30. That's when they confirmed.
Salvador Ramos, a high school dropout who for years was bullied in school for speaking with a lisp, bought two AR-15-style assault rifles shortly after his 18th birthday. Police say he carried one of them into the school, storming past an armed guard before firing more than 230 times over the course of a harrowing hour before Border Patrol agents gunned him down.
I just don't understand how people could sell that type of a gun to a kid. To an 18-year-old, like, what is he going to use it for? But for that purpose.
Just what motivated Ramos is a question authorities are trying to answer now. Police are still scouring that scene and looking for a motive for what set that gunman off before he apparently shot his grandmother and then came here to Robb Elementary School. It was the second deadliest school shooting in American history, but political deadlock on gun control in a long and bloody history suggests it will not be the last. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Uvalde, Texas.